Hey, thanks for checking out our podcast of the Showgram that you can hear weekdays from 1 until 4 at News Talk 1010 in Toronto AM and newstalk1010.com online anywhere, Eastern Time Zone 1 until 4. Okay, or you can check out this podcast anytime you want. Here's what we got into today. There's only one copy of the NFL Super Bowl number 1 from 1967, and that's because one dude recorded it and they used to record over tape back in the day, but find out how much the NFL is only willing to pay for it. Back in the day, 1967, by the way, the Super Bowl is as old as your favorite broadcaster between 1 and 4 on News Talk 1010. 50 years of age, this is a bit of a big celebration. And the Super Bowl obviously happens this weekend with the Panthers going up against the Denver Broncos. And one guy thought it would be an interesting time to bring something to the fore. That as a kid, his dad, who he never met because his dad would die of cancer, his dad worked at a TV station, but he thought it would be a good idea while he was at the TV station to record Super Bowl number one. Now, if you know stuff about old TV shows, you know that back in the day, I guess they didn't have a lot of videotape. So if they used to record over shows. So, like, they're like, oh, those early Johnny Carson shows. Do we have any tape of those? Nope. They taped over them. The tape, I guess, was too expensive at the time to keep, so they taped over it. So there's one guy, only one guy, who has a copy of the first NFL Super Bowl. That's an old NFL. The Super Bowl, with good names like Kurt Gowdy doing the play-by-play for CBS. That was a play-by-play guy. If you're old enough like me, you'll remember Kurt Gowdy, the Keith Jacksons back in the good old day before the... So Kurt Gowdy's doing the play-by-play, the first game, and the Green Bears win it 35-10. Legendary coach Vince Lombardi. The coach of that team. The team is named after Vince Lombardi. Some of the tickets going for the Super Bowl 50 this weekend, almost $5,000. What did the ticket cost back then? You could get one for $10 to the first Super Bowl. $10! Are you kidding me? What are you going to get for $10 these days? But here's the question. What would you do with that tape if you own that tape? What would you do with that tape? Because here's the thing. You own. Let me give you a little bit more of the story. Dad taped it. He died of cancer. But when he died, he said, listen, maybe you could sell this someday and maybe it'll pay for the kids' education. So when they were kids, this guy Troy and his friend Ralph, they're playing up in the attic as kids. And later on, Ralph would be reading a newspaper saying that there's no video of the first Super Bowl. And Ralph calls up Troy and goes, hey, remember when we were like in grade one crawling around your attic? I remember your dad had a tape that was labeled Super Bowl number one. And Troy says, Mom, is it true that Dad had a tape of Super Bowl number one? And Mom sits him down and says, well, Troy, it is true. Your dad one day wanted me to use that tape for your education. And the guy's like, 45 now, Mom! I had student debts and all of that stuff! And you only remember now? So Mom's dead now, and the guy's got the tape. He got it reworked because it'd been up in the dry attic, in the heat of the attic in the wintertime. He got it all fancy fixed up, and he's looking to sell it. Guess what? He cannot sell it. Why can't he sell it? Well, if you're a sports fan, you've heard this before. This Blue Jay game cannot be reproduced or distributed without express written consent from Major League Baseball. They have a copyright on it. Even though you taped it, the NFL or baseball. I do that because I know the baseball one more than I do the NFL. But there's the copyright on that broadcast. So you couldn't tape it. I mean, people tape it and put it on YouTube and nobody cares. But if they really wanted to go after you, they could go after you. Because, let me give you a better example. If every copy of Pulp Fiction was somehow miraculously destroyed today, but you had one copy, you could not sell it. It's not your intellectual property. It is not yours. It still belongs to the studio. So if you decided, I'm going to start to make copies of Pulp Fiction and sell it. So this guy's got this video of the first Super Bowl and only one person who could buy it, the NFL. Omar Haredi is with us right now. He is a Toronto lawyer. You do a lot of copyright stuff too, Omar?
I don't do a lot of copyright, Jim, but I do have a sentimental affection to the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl. I think that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so this guy thinks, I own this tape. Why can't I sell it?
He can sell it. You know what? I'll even offer him $10 for it if he wants to sell it to me. He can sell it. The problem is he can't broadcast it. That's really the problem that he has.
No, I don't. The NFL and their lawyers are saying that he can't even sell it.
Well, they're trying to say that. He actually had a deal to sell it to CBS, and CBS was going to buy it, and then the NFL picked up the phone, and they said, look, if you buy this tape from him, we're not going to be happy, and so they backed out of the deal. So the sale of the tape is it shouldn't be, at least legally, not an issue for him. They're just acting like big bullies, and they want to try to get their hands on this without having to pay him what it should be worth.
Well, this is in revenue alone last year, the NFL made $12 billion. Here's a dude with the only copy of the first Super Bowl ever played, and they will not allow him to sell it after he's paid to get it remade. And yeah, that's a problem for CBS. They wanted to do a little cute little feature on him because it's a great story. And basically the NFL said, you can't run that during the Super Bowl. We would not be happy. And you've got to please the people who are giving you the rights to play it. So here's what I would do. I would go online and make a video every day of me burning, say, a foot of the video footage a day until the NFL wanted to pay something that was a little more reasonable and wasn't an insult like the $30,000 that they want to pay him.
Jim, are you a Super Bowl terrorist? Is that what's going on
here? That's what this is. This is a Super Bowl terrorism. I'm holding the thing hostage and I'm going to burn like a foot of it a day.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that. I think, you know, the original footage, the original broadcast is going to be of some value. If they don't cough up with the money now, maybe he just has to wait for another 50 years and his grandkids can get that tuition that they were looking for.
Omar, thank you very much for your fine insight. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. I'm wondering what other people might do. I mean, the NFL, again, $30,000 for the NFL. And the legal fees alone, they've probably paid their lawyers going after this guy more than that. And Omar might be right. That the guy could sell it. The NFL says, don't you dare try to sell it because you cannot sell something that is their intellectual property, cannot be taped. What is the expression again that they play at every game, at least baseball games, cannot be taped or reproduced without express written consent from Major League Baseball. So this guy's stuck with something that experts say should be worth $2 million. But instead, he's got it stuck away somewhere in his house, collecting dust, and no one will allow him to air it.